Proverbs 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It's an awe-inspiring thing to go into a library. There they are, stacks and stacks of books, thousands of them, and more arriving every day. It is incredible to realize that in most of them, there is something that would be helpful to know. There is something to learn in practically every one of them. And think of the hundreds of libraries all over the world containing books both old and new. As you stand before this mountain of knowledge, the logical question is, where do you start? Obviously, you can't learn everything, so some things will just have to be left to someone else. You don't have time to master it all. You've got to get your priorities arranged and put first things first. You mustn't major on the minors. The sensible thing is to figure out what is the most important thing in the world to know, and then make sure that you know that. Now, fortunately, the book of Proverbs tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning, the practical part of knowledge. Of all things to be known, this stands at the top of the list. God is to be feared. Okay, what does that mean? There are some who say it means reverential trust. It means affectionate reverence. God's love is so beautiful, so tender, so deep and lasting, that it calls forth from our inner souls a glad desire to do His will and please Him with our lives. Oh, I'm sure that's right. But let's not forget that when God gave His law to His people, He did so to the accompaniment of thunder and lightning and smoke. Zion trembled. When we think of the fear of God, let's not eliminate altogether the plain old fear of God. Remember the words of the New Testament, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." What is the outcome of this godly fear? What are its fruits? Well, first of all, God is, in fact, to be reverenced. Recently, I spoke to a group of young people. There were some Christian musicians who spoke of prayer as talking to the man. Well, my friend, the Bible says that God is not a man. God is also to be served. If He is God, and if we are His people, we are living in His world by His permission, it behooves each of us to find our place of service and joyfully give our lives to the thing God has placed before us. God is to be worshipped. Jesus told the woman at the well, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him." God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is to be obeyed. Solomon wrote, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Because of all He has done for us in His grace and mercy, showered on us in Jesus Christ, we are to love Him with all of our heart, soul, and mind. John taught, "We love Him because He first loved us." So when you add it up that we should reverence God, serve God, worship God, obey God, and love God, that's a picture of the beginning of wisdom. And that's where the world has gone wrong. As the psalmist said of the worldly man, "He flattereth himself in his own eyes, and he has no fear of God." Study the book of Proverbs to be truly wise in the eyes of God.